I swear, you know, when Venmo came out and I saw that it was like being marketed as kind of like a social media for transactions, like money transactions, I was like, this is going to cause some trouble. And Oklahoma starting quarterback John Mateer denies ever being involved in sports gambling. That is after screenshots of past references to sports gambling have shown up on his Venmo account. So he says it was inside jokes with his friends. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I think that I look at it. Is it weird that if I look at it differently and I think, okay, what if he made a bet with a friend?
Okay.
Like, to me, that's the most likely scenario.
Uh-huh.
To me, I'm like, man, it was just like he walked up to his buddy and was like, I bet you $100 that so-and-so is going to do this. And he lost the bet, and he just thought, okay, tongue-in-cheek, I'm going to write sports gambling just to be funny.
Right.
And then, obviously, it kind of shows up and comes back to bite him.
Yeah, but why would you do it? But the dates are, like, literally after some of those games were played, like the day after. It's just weird.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying. That's just, but you can't do that. Why would you put gambling on there?
Because he's a freaking college kid, and it was dumb. Like, I mean, I send Venmos all the time where I'll put, like, the pizza emoji. You know what I mean?
So you
like,
want to know what some of the Venmos that –
Why wouldn't you? Speaking of which, if you made a bet with a friend, why wouldn't you pay him the day after? I don't understand.
Well, I just think as a college athlete, you would have a little bit better sense.
No, they're dumb.
You're
an idiot.
You're a kid.
I was an idiot at – what is he, 20? Yeah, I was a complete dumb A.
But can I say, like, here's the deal. I'm not sure if I really care anymore.
Yeah.
With the way this sport is.
Yeah.
It's there's literally no rules, and you're going to tell me that you're going to hold this kid to some accountability. This is what you want to, the hill you want to die on. Now, I do believe that there is a lot you can. It's very gambling is serious in sports because there's so many things that you're affecting so many lives if you're openly gambling and betting on games that you're a part of. I mean, that's a big, big deal. In fact, I would be terrified of what would happen to me if I did that and got found out, because I think some people, and that's life or death stuff, right? But I mean, it's just one of those weird stories that then he wipes everything clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Can you not just delete a post or two?
I don't know how
also,
Venmo works.
How many college athletes right now and NFL players' Venmos are being served? Like, how many people are just trying to find?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're going through. And everyone is deleting absolutely everything. By the way, it's very simple. If you're paying someone on Venmo, just to hit that little notch that says private. Do that. I do it on every single transaction I have. Okay, so five-star defensive end Jake Fruehl has committed to Oklahoma over Texas and Ole Miss.
Yeah, Oklahoma needs to build something quickly, and I think they will. We just talked about John Mateer. I think that that's going to be a good situation. I think that Brent Venables, who is it? They got an early Big Ten game. Is it Michigan? I think that they kind of start off with really, really early in the year.
Yes.
So that'll be a lot of fun to see how that pans out. Both those programs kind of on similar footing, where it's like, all right, what are you? Mm-hmm. You've had your ups, you've had your downs. Both were kind of being rebuilt after some extended success. So we'll see what happens. But I think that's a program that if enough wins come around this year, that they could build some serious momentum on the recruiting trail, because they've got the pockets to do it. They've got the college football royalty to be able to do that. And, this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, the thing for me is that if Venables has a good year, he's going to Oklahoma. If Venables and Oklahoma don't have that year, and something happens there, because a lot of people think he's in the hot seat, he'll be going to Ole Miss or Texas or Florida, one of the other schools that that it came down to at the end. So I just – commitments at the beginning of a season before any game's been played are nice. Let's see what happens in December for me.
I'm with you.
We'll see what happens.
Don't ever know.
All right, so last night I had to say goodbye to a friend. Hopefully it's just a see you later. Let's get into it in my Mac drop. But I do want to make mention real quick before I talk about Murphs that the Braves did not fare so well at Citi Field. Mets won 13-5. Pete Alonso broke the Mets franchise home run record. Okay, I've made mention of it.
So yeah, don't even bring up Spencer Strider.
There we go. We're done. Murphs. Bro, we just did a live broadcast from there a couple weeks ago. Murph's is a restaurant that Dale Murphy owns. It's at Cobb Galleria. They unfortunately have had to close down. Yesterday was the last day. We weren't really even sure if they would be serving food, so we called, and they were like, we're serving food until it runs out. So we're like, all right. We threw on our Dale Murphy jerseys, drove down, because this is been kind of an important place for Grant and myself. Obviously, he's a big baseball fan. But that was one of our first dates. Like, I walked in the door,
wow,
and Dale Murphy greeted me, and he goes,
wow,
hey, have you met my friend Grant?
Wow.
Like, who is this guy?
He pulled the How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I met my future in-laws there for the first time. I've had birthdays there, did the live remote with Bo and Dylan, and Grant joined us on that show there. There's just been so many different things that happened in that restaurant for me. It was really bittersweet. Cobb Galleria is remodeling, so they've had to close down. Won't get into the minutiae of it, but hopefully it's just a see you later and something gets sorted out. But I'm so sad about this place closing down. I know Dale also had fan experiences there where you could go and meet him. And oftentimes he would invite Grant over and they would play like Stump Grant and Dale. And
wow,
so anyone that attended those could ask questions. And between the two of them,
yes,
they would find all the answers to it. So we went, and of course Dale was there. And he just, you know, he knows exactly who he is. As soon as we walk in, he's like, oh, my gosh, thank you guys for coming. Thank you for the support. Let's take a pic. That's what I love about him is he knows who he is. He never makes you ask. You know, he's just,
yes,
like, come on over.
Something
take
to be
a pic.
Said about that.
And Grant had somehow maneuvered getting some memorabilia off the wall. I'm not sure what that conversation was. But he got this all-star canvas. And immediately Dale just grabbed it and signed it. And we signed the wall where the big three used,
yeah,
to hang in there. It was really bittersweet. I'm really hoping that Dale and Nancy, the entire Murphy family, can find a place to reopen. Because I feel like it was such a place to go before a game.
Yeah, yeah. And I know there have been conversations with,
yeah,
the Galleria, from what I've heard, and hopefully it does work out, because I got to watch Dale Murphy as a kid. It was my sister's favorite Braves player. It was one of my grandfather's favorite. And then he gets traded, and I was like, how could they trade him to the Phillies?
Mm-hmm.
and getting to meet Dale is something I've obviously – I've done a lot of shows from there back when I was producing Dukes and Bell, and, you know, the Braves World Series parade, that's where I experienced, and I remember,
yeah,
leaving down there and going down there to the parade. So my experiences are different. They're not as life-altering as yours were,
right,
because you've had some,
yeah,
really big moments. But,
yeah,
it does suck. It's a place we've worked with at this radio station a lot over the last, what I'd say, 7, 8, 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I do hope that either they come back there or somewhere in that area, because it's perfectly located. And it was perfectly located with the bridge there. But it is sad. And again, just hope everything works out. Let's hope the Galleria takes care of them.
Yeah, you guys are unique in that, you know, you're from the Atlanta metro area, mm-hmm, and you guys are still kind of around. I will say, and I don't, not necessarily with any places since I've been in Atlanta, although there are some, but when I go home, you know, I have now lived away from Pensacola longer than I did in Pensacola. And
oh,
I still go home. You know, I'm 38 years old, so I left when I graduated high school and I went to college and I never went back. And there's still places when I go home that I can't believe that are not there,
mm-hmm,
anymore. There was a sports bar called Tailgaters where I had like a bunch of friends for like my 16th birthday. That,
yeah,
place was made a parking lot. Now I think it's Walgreens. There was a place called Mr. Manatee's that was downtown that's now a wedding venue.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks anytime something like this happens to a place that means so much to you. And I know that everybody out there listening has those stories as well, where it's like, man, I used to spend my childhood or,
right,
at these kind of places, and then they shut down and you have those memories, and you don't want the memories to go away, and you always will have those. But in the end, things change like that. It stinks.
Yeah, it is. It does. I feel like it's part of getting old.
I guess it is. But, you know, we were not there were so many people there last night. So many people showed up in Dale jerseys, and they were buying out the store. Like, we were in the middle of eating our food, and they were running out of food, which I was so happy about. But then we were in the middle of eating our food, and I could see everyone buying the memorabilia, and Grant goes, it's probably going to be picked over. I need to go look at it. And so he went and bought his stuff, too.
Could he not get the three off the wall? Like, I feel like that was perfect for Grant.
I think Dell's taking that because
they took it.
I just picture myself walking into Grant and Allie's house and a big three on the wall. And you're just like, okay, yeah, makes sense. Yeah, that seems like
trust
to fit in.
Trust me, if we could get it, it would happen. But it was already off. That's where they were having everyone sign
last night
because it was already taken off the wall.
I wish I'd have known that you guys were going down. I'd have told you to get me like a shirt or something because that place has so many memories.
Yeah.
From
how long was it open for?
I'm not sure about that. I would have to look into that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it was a last-minute thing because we honestly didn't know if they would even be open or if it was just kind of like moving day.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was a last-minute thing. And according to Dale, the Phillies trade was not as big of a deal back then because the rivalry wasn't as massive then.
It was big to me just because I didn't get to see Dale play for the Braves anymore.
Yeah. Touche.
Well, you can talk to him about it. But coming up, as soon as practice was over yesterday here at Falcons training camp, Mike Hughes ran over to have a quick chat with us and everything that had just happened with the Titans. We're going to let you hear that conversation next on the Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.